We're talking with the chief of the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Matt Lohr. And Matt, you're here in central Oklahoma, a huge contest that you've had a chance to take a look at today, this National Land and Range Judging Contest. I know you're excited to see all these kids, 4-H and FFA members both.
That's right. So I'm a former FFAer myself, a state national officer out of Virginia, and I just know how much this organization has impacted me. So whenever I have a chance to travel and interact with the next generation and the youth, I take advantage of it. I've been familiar with this contest my entire life, but never had a chance to come and actually see it in action. So a real treat to be here. They told me I'm the first chief ever to be able to come and be here and speak at the banquet tonight. So a real honor to be here and participate.
Let's talk about some things going on within NRCS right now. Of course, for all of USDA, we finally got your marching orders, I guess you could call them, in the form of that 2018 farm law signed just before Christmas by the president. You had kind of a shutdown for a while because of the government shutdown. That slowed things a bit. But I know you're busy trying to get all the implementation, all the rules and regs written on a lot of things, including the conservation title and those programs under that. Where are we on that?
Well, you know, I'll say, first of all, my second week on the job, the president signed the Farm Bill into law. So what an amazing opportunity to come into this position on day one almost and be able to go forward. Of course, the shutdown slowed things down a little bit with all the moving parts, but we are making great progress. I would say really my number one priority this year is to really make sure we get this right with the rules and implementation and the regulations of the Farm Bill. We started immediately. We've got our work groups in place, taking each of the Farm Bill programs, going through line by line and looking at changes and making sure we can get those formulated. So we're making good progress. The Secretary doesn't want us to speak much to deadlines and dates, but we're certainly making good progress and on time and on track and excited to see where things are coming.
Within some of the key programs of NRCS, EQIP, Conservation Stewardship Program, I know these are things that farmers are very, very, very well aware of, and they really use them in a great fashion. Where are we as far as what do you see as changes based on that law?
Well, so one of the big things that we're really looking at is how can we make these programs more efficient and streamlining? And the Secretary has spoken from day one about making the process more efficient. I'm a fifth-generation farmer myself from Virginia. I've participated in many of these Farm Bill programs, and sometimes they can be a little bit difficult. So really an emphasis on the streamlining part, how can we make them more effective? There's an emphasis on urban agriculture. There's an emphasis on organic production, and really looking at how we can have these programs serve a broader base of customers and how we can make them more effective to use. So really excited with the changes. Again, as we start rolling these things out here later this year, I think folks will be happy. We've got a lot of input, a lot of back and forth, and really making sure that we get the comments that people want, the suggestions they want. CSP, for one, we have a CSP contract on our farm. It can be kind of cumbersome. So how can we go through and make that process a little easier and to make it more effective that farmers want to be able to participate in these programs?
Right. One thing that I know has been talked about a great deal before you arrived at the NRCS, but since that time as well, conversations within the agency itself of how you get the various parts within USDA working with one another, whether it's your computers or just the overall cooperation between your agency, FSA, and others that are key to farmers.
Well, you're right. And again, it goes back to the Secretary's initiatives when he came in. How can we be more effective, more efficient, and more focused on customer service? And one of those things that happened early on was kind of the restructuring of our missionary areas. So we are part of FPAC, Farm Production and Conservation, and that includes NRCS, the Farm Service Agency, and our Risk Management Agency, the Crop Insurance Arm. Those three agencies have never fallen under one missionary before, but it really makes sense, especially with most of our service centers across the country. We have about 2,500. I know FSA has over 2,000. Most of those are co-located. So a farmer walks in, and you've got FSA on one side and NRCS on the other, and rural development in many cases as well. It just makes sense to have those agencies working together, and the fact that we're under the same missionary with Undersecretary Bill Northey makes a lot of sense. Administrator Fordyce at FSA, Administrator Barbary with RMA, we're together several times a week making sure that we have great communication. So I think that farmers should start to see should see progress in the relationships and the working of our agencies, because we're setting that tone at the top and it's trickling all the way down to our local offices.
You mentioned incentives. That seemingly is one of the things that have been such a hallmark of our conservation programs, is that they've been that carrot approach instead of the stick approach, and that's been very successful with a lot of folks I know, at least in our state and our region. That's been very useful in trying to improve water quality and all of that.
Farmers, I'm convinced, farmers and ranchers and private forest owners, they want to do the right thing. But some of our practices are expensive. Some of the BMPs that need to be implemented to have the greatest effect on our natural resources cost money. So we are really, it's the perfect opportunity to incentivize our farmers, provide cost share dollars, taking that money and matching it up with other partners to help the farmers do the good work that they want to do. Good conservation is good. It's the right thing to do, but it also makes financial sense. So a big part of what we do is education and outreach, helping people to see. I know here in Oklahoma, talking about cover crops, a lot of farmers don't really understand the benefits that it has. So how can we incentivize that so they can participate and improve their soil health, improve their bottom line, improve the environment all the way around? So the fact that we're a non-regulatory, voluntary agency providing the cost share dollars and really help folks on that incentive approach, I think it's been effective for 80 years.
Finally, I wanted to talk about soil health, if we could, for a couple of minutes. This is one of those things that has got some sizzle to it, I guess you might say. It's been a program that and a concept that a lot of people have really kind of latched on to. Where are we going with soil health as it relates from the programs that you can offer to producers?
Well, soil health is the foundation of conservation, and that's really the emphasis that I want to make sure we can continue to place on our agency, is because if you don't improve the soil, then you're not going to be nearly the effective conservationist, because certainly good soil is more effective for crops to grow. It reduces runoff and rainfall when natural disasters hit. It lessens the impact if the soil health is in place. So putting a lot of emphasis on how we can work that, and really it comes down to education and outreach. Farmers need to see firsthand just how important soil health is. And Jimmy Emmons here, I've been working with him today. He's certainly the soil health expert here in Oklahoma. And just to hear the work that's being done through the educational outreach, the field days, the test trials, that's what it takes. Having those early adopters who are willing to take those risks, see what works and what doesn't work, and then spread the word. So soil health is extremely important, and excited to have folks in place around the country to make sure they can continue teaching and helping people understand the benefits of that.
Mentioned Jimmy Emmons, and of course cover crops. Cover crops, of course, is one of the key, flag or cornerstones of what he does. Really.
Absolutely, really, it comes down to looking at your planting types, and certainly going to no-till is very important. Using the cover crops, and not every cover crop is going to work in every part of the state or around the country. So it takes the research part, the trial and error, to see what mixes, what combinations work at the right time. Right. It's exciting, and Jimmy's done a lot of great work, and certainly he travels around the country giving workshops and really spreading that information. So it's exciting to come and see some of this work firsthand.
Finally, you've got about 4 months or a little bit more under your belt now. Why the interest in taking on this type of a job? In some ways, I know it's very, very exciting and very, very positive, but also it can be very tedious as well, and takes away from maybe some of the other things that you've been doing. Why the interest in this government position?
Well, first of all, it's a great honor to be in this position. I'm a fifth-generation farmer from Virginia's Shenandoah Valley. I was farming when I got the phone call asking if I would be interested. And although I wasn't looking for a job, being a farmer who's been very involved in conservation, being very involved within RCS, I knew the tremendous honor and opportunity. And since I've been on the job, I've just been blown away by the work that's being done, the number of people that we're affecting. I've had people come to me almost in tears about how NRCS and the work that our employees do truly have revitalized their operations and saved their farms in many cases. So to be involved in that, to work with our great employees and staff and see firsthand how they're making the difference, it was just an opportunity that I couldn't pass up. So I love what I do. Very, very fortunate. Been to 16 states so far in the first 4 or 5 months, and got lots more work to do, but very, very exciting opportunity.